Welcome to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Africa Hali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. This message of faith is life-transforming, anointed to help you discover your right positioning and mission in God's kingdom. It will help you break from past negative perceptions and empower you to lead an overcoming life. Now, receive Reverend Afrique.
Welcome once again to the green pasture, to the place of possibilities, where Jesus makes every worshiper a possibility. You are welcome. Today, I bring you another dimension of the series, Who Wants to be Poor? Who Wants to be Poor? And I bring some preliminary questions and answers and matters arising before the sermon. I noticed when I was doing that, I was actually giving everything anyway. So I am starting the sermon. Amen. And I want to believe that some of us, like me, many years ago, were hearing some of these things for the first time. Is that correct? Especially, you came to church and you have been told that it is not food until it contains it. And that the thing called food, the thing called expenditure, the thing called consumption is defined by God in Genesis 1:29. You may choose not to agree with it. But God laid the template for everything in Genesis. That before you eat it, before you spend it, before you consume it, ask yourself, have I separated the seed from it? Genesis 1:29, the law of consumption, the law of eating and being alive. Anyway, today, I would like you to know that poverty is not only physical. Amen. Actually, poverty only manifests. You see the manifestation of poverty physically. But it is deeply spiritual. If you don't like spiritual, some prefer to call it attitudinal. If that would be okay for you. As a churchman, I want to call it spiritual. I'm saying this with an awareness that for church people, what we call spiritual also become a downside. People want to hide behind the spiritual and not do anything physically. I'm aware of it. But I will not shy away from the truth that poverty has its root in a spirit. It is actually a spirit. And today I'll be exposing it. When you see it, it's an ugly spirit. Poverty is an ugly spirit. I'll show it to you in the Bible. And it's a destroyer. I have said that already. But today, I will show it to you. It comes as an ugly face, making everything ugly. And you still want to be poor? Amen. Let's begin with Adam. Poverty is an ugly spirit. Let's begin with Adam. Suppose you had not read the Bible to find the account of the imposition of curse on Adam. You didn't know at all. I hope you know Adam was the first poor person. Or you don't know? I'm still waiting for a portrait of Adam. How would you portray him? In Genesis chapter 3, God imposed a curse on him for disobedience. What was the disobedience? Eating. What ought not to be eaten? And God said, since you have eaten, you will eat well. Since you have eaten, now you will see what is eaten. And so he imposed a curse on him. And the effect of the curse was so loud that all the productive means of Adam could not yield expected results. So he was eating herbs. And let me also let you know that Adam was a very hard-working man. The first man, Adam, was a very hard-working person. But in spite of his hard work, he had nothing to show for it. It's in Genesis chapter 3. You didn't know God had done something against this man. And you met Adam, hard worker. He works more than 8 hours. He was not a lazy man at all. Yet, during harvest, Adam did not have anything to show for it. What would you say? Something had happened to this man. Or something is happening behind the scene. I'll call it a ruling principle. A governing spirit was responsible for Adam's outcome. Listen to me. I'm making a case. Poverty is first and foremost a spirit that manifests physically. And to fast track, that spirit is an eating spirit. I'll show you. You cannot embrace the cross and continue in perpetuity in sorrow. No. Amen. So please, the point I want you to note is that Adam was not a lazy man. He was hardworking. Yet he was toiling. So under the curse of Adam, there was a clause called toiling. Toiling clause. Toiling provision. What is toiling? Look at me with the eyes. What is toiling? Lazy people don't toil. I'm teaching you. Lazy people don't like toiling. It is hardworking people. Toiling is associated with hard work, yet nothing to show for. So if you are lazy, you are lazy. We are not talking about you. But we are talking about you. You wake up at dawn. You hit the road and give your time and energy to productivity. Yet when you are paid in the month, or when you make your sales, you do your accounting, you realize that Jumajang, toiling. Would you call yourself a lazy person? All right. There is a governing spirit behind toiling. That is why next Sunday, bring yourself to be helped. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will bring you physical cure. Come on, the amen are weak. Woo! These are discoveries in the Bible. Amen. So toiling is associated with hard work, except that toiling is a negative diligence. Don't find it in any book. Write it down. What's the definition of toiling? Negative what? Diligence. We're working hard, but deficit. Deficit in Kwan. Toiling is deficit hard work. I've given you two definitions of toiling. Number one, negative diligence. Diligent, but it's negative. You are going forward, but you are going round. You are at the same place. You are at the same place. Thank you, Father. The cure is in the hands of the Master Jesus. So one day he saw a group of people that poverty was trying to disturb. Peter and Co. He said, folks, have you caught anything? They said, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. And the master said, oh, there's a way out. I'll show you the way. Cast your net over here. The master knows the way. Your Jesus knows the way. He knows what to tell you per time to change your story. And that day, the harvest was something. That's Jesus, the one you are serving. And you think Jesus cannot give you one solution in one day to make over your life? He can. He can. We are possibility people. We are possibilitarians. And we believe in Jesus. Come on, let your amen be louder. Amen. The other day, I was telling my offices, in respect to accounting, I said, something is happening. Something is happening. I haven't seen this before. I've been pastoring. But you put money aside to do, to build. Yet, you discount. And then when you discount, of course, you discount your investor. What are you going to do? Not to acquire any asset, but what? Eat it. Spend it. And it's been on. What has happened? The same people are coming to church. What has happened? Does it mean they don't love God anymore? No. Something has passed through the land. Something is passing through the land. We saw it in the days of Joseph. And it's happening now. A spirit that eats up everything gainful. Once a while, visits people, visits nations, visits individual businesses. In our time now, it is called COVID-19. It was a global thing. But one person saw it. May God give national leadership, Joseph's. Say a bigger amen.
Voice of Possibility will be back soon. We hope you are being blessed by this message. For counseling or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call after this broadcast on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Welcome back to Voice of Possibility.
Magicians. Now, Josephs. Who would detect prophets? Who would detect the coming storm? And long before it comes, they take measures to forestall it. Joseph was a churchman. He was not a pastor, but he was a market player, prophet, apostle. He saw the thing coming. God revealed the thing to the king. In 7 years, get ready. Amen. 7 years of plenty is coming. And after it, there will be another 7 years of acute poverty. The king saw it. The president saw it. He could not understand it. He called the magicians. They could not interpret it. This is one particular time. The magician prophet could not prophesy. And God called Joseph. Go there. And Joseph just demystified the thing. He said, King, you had two dreams. These two dreams, they are the same in nature. 7 ugly cows. Genesis chapter 41. When you go home, you read it. 7 ugly cows coming from Nile, the source of life of the nation. And after it, or first of all, 7 cows came. Another 7 that were ugly. The face of poverty, ugly. Gaunt. Ugly and hungered. Hungry. And what were they doing? They were eating up a beautiful, seven beautiful, fat flesh. Cows, they were eating them up. So listen, they're ugly, lean, lege lege, chumlanga. Cows were eating up the fat, plumpy. And according to Pharaoh, who had a dream, he said, I have never seen such ugly cows in my life before. He told Joseph, look, Joseph, I observed that after they had eaten up the fat cows, they remained ugly. They remained slim. Slim is a commendation. They remained thin. Am I not slim? Amen. They remained slim. Thin. He said, why? What is it? Oh, Joseph said, no. God has shown you. You are about to be rich. You are about to be rich. In 7 years, you are about to be rich. God said, I'm sending famine into the land. I need to destroy. To destroy the land. So, take measures. Take measures. In this 7 years of plenty. Somebody say after me, 7 years of plenty. Let me preach it. Let me preach it. 7 years. Say 7 years of plenty. According to Joseph. Can I tell you this? When you have plenty, don't eat plenty. It's a principle. It's a principle. Joseph prescribed a solution. When you have plenty, don't eat plentifully. Many of us are in our plentiful years. Your youth. Scanner, bah. You don't touch your salary at all. There are all kinds of tips coming from left and right. Joseph said, when you are in plenty, don't eat plenty. I've been giving you the cure. I'm giving you the solution according to what Joseph said. He said, rather, listen to me. Some of you think 10% is heavy. Joseph said, told the king, in our years of plenty, let's save up 20%. What is fifth part of the whole? Is it not 20%? Get a modern Bible. This one, I didn't have to do calculation. I just look at another version. Say 20%. I said, correct. Fifth part. No. Amen. In your years of plenty, save up 20% of that plenty. Can you handle it? So this kind of bar. See, you're traveling all over the world. Dubai, Hong Kong, China, taking holidays everywhere. We have seen a lot of so-called rich people before. Then, a few years after, they are no more rich. Were they really rich? What was happening? In your years of plenty, don't eat plenty. So listen, the interpretation of the dream to the head of state by Joseph was this simple. That there's a spirit coming upon the land and this spirit only eats up everything that is an asset. That is it. That's why I asked the question. If you were there and you were seeing this thing, would you say this is economics? Bad economic management, or there's a governing spirit behind COVID-19. Now, every excuse is traceable to COVID-19. If you see some men of God say they want to pray for the recovery of the city, would you laugh at them? We have secular-minded believers who look at these things secularly. Here was a spirit emerging from the River Nile, visiting the head of state, warning him that this spirit is an eater. You see, when the English expression eat up, you see, eat up is different from eating. The idiom eat up or the phrase eat up simply means devour. Another word for eating is devouring. And that is wicked eating. That is wasteful expenditure. Wasteful expenditure. Hallelujah. When Joseph came and was given the solution, he said, Lord, it is up to God to do this. Oh, King, relax. God has an answer. And this dream, two dreams you had, they are the same. 7 plus 7. 7 years of plenty, another 7 years will erode against inflation, erosion. Am I not giving national solutions? Amen. So we need people like Joseph in the presidency, whose solution will never be contested. Everyone said, no, this is the way. Let's follow it. Hallelujah. Next week, we shall look at the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the solution is that no matter your situation, once you have 20%, 20%, it will even regulate your expenditure. It will even regulate your expenditure. I don't, if I don't have, must I spend? Amen. So there's a compulsive spirit that makes you go for your investment. Go and see the bank manager in person. Your own money, you are telling lies. Oh, my. No, it's your money. But why must you tell a line to discount it? Instead of saying your mother, my mother's friend, brother, who took care of me. You know if you say your mother, who is alive? It is wrong. Just tell a story. Then you just collected your money. When you're coming out, say, yes, this is money. What has happened? It's a prevailing situation now. Amen? And it call, if it's a spirit, it calls for spiritual solution. Amen? See, apart from the principles, like I told you, Adam, hard worker, but as a governing spirit, eating up everything he was owing. So we have to expose it and tackle it. And then be empowered by the grace of. So you have the principle, and you also know that spiritually you have clear everything. You go out there and God will just open your eyes like Joseph to find solution. Hallelujah. Is somebody blessed? Rise on your feet whilst you are clapping. Rise on your feet whilst you are clapping. Keep clapping. It shows that you've got it. 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 We come against compulsive eating. Come against devouring spirit. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We are under the cross, under the blood. We make a demand for exemption. In this house, make a demand for exemption. Henceforth, you will see your business prospering. Favor. 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 In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Take your seat. Amen.
Now, you have been charged to go and discharge. For counseling, fellowship, or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call now on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Beloved, you have been listening to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Afrik Ahali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansoman, Accra, Ghana. Faith comes by hearing and hearing again. We encourage you to get the full edition of this message and other series by Reverend Afrik from ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansoman, near the Dansoman Kipik Park. We welcome you to our following services. Sunday service at 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. for the first service. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon for the second service. Our Wednesday services are from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For further information, contact us on 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Possibility, a city set on a hill, your church in Dunsuman, where God makes every worshiper a possibility. God richly bless you.